The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Should new COVID-19 cases in foreign worker dormitories be a cause of concern? Well, hear what infectious disease experts are telling us.
I'm Olivia Quay.
I'm Haryanto Diman, and you can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. No cases in the foreign worker dormitories had been reported for about a month until a construction worker staying in Sea Town dormitory tested positive last week. And on January 16th, the Health Ministry reported another separate positive case from Tuas South dormitory.
Both unlinked cases were picked up during routine testing. Well, we have journalist Kok Yu Feng to share more. Yu Feng, hi. You spoke to several experts about cases springing up in the dorms, but they say there's no cause for alarm. How come?
In these two cases, it's most likely they are sporadic. And the main aim of the routine testing is not to prevent infections, but to find them and break the chain of transmission as quickly as possible. And that's what's being done right now in the dorms. So hence, there's no cause for alarm. Yeah. Hmm.
But why are there cases in the first place, given that our foreign workers are still under tight restrictions, staying in their dorms, except to go to work or run essential errands? So how could have these positive cases happened?
I think at the moment it's not very clear how the workers got infected. I mean, one possibility, for example, in the Sea Town case, you know, he's a new arrival from India. So one possibility is that he contracted the disease while he was in India and before he flew into Singapore. Although this is very unlikely because that would involve a very long incubation period and, you know, he had two negative tests, so that is very, very unlikely that would happen. So the more probable explanation is that he got infected here in Singapore after he got out of quarantine. So all new arriving foreign workers need to go through a 14-day SHN. So it's likely that he had contracted the disease after he exited his SHN. But it's not clear whether or not he got it in the dorm or whether he got it at work. But both are also possible. So right. It's still too early to tell right now. Yeah.
Right. Well, Yu Feng, are these experts saying that there must be more that can be done? Do our foreign workers, for example, need more measures?
So I think at the moment, both experts are saying that the RRT is quite effective in picking out new infections and breaking the chain of transmission. But of course, you know, every dorm case is a concern because you never know when there might be latent infections within the dorm as well, and it could lead to a very fast spread of the disease, especially in such a communal environment. So I think one expert is saying that, you know, these new cases underscores the importance of getting vaccinations early to the migrant workers as well, because they're also at risk of getting infected by COVID-19.
I see. Well, thanks very much, Yu Feng. That was journalist Kok Yu Feng, and you can, of course, read his piece at straitstimes.com.